Representatives from the University of Utah Health, Intermountain Healthcare, Mountain Star Hospitals, and Steward Healthcare participated in a video conference presentation Tuesday afternoon to introduce the Mask Up Utah initiative. The initiative encourages Utah residents to wear masks in public to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Recent upticks in case numbers in the state has caused concern among Utah's healthcare leaders. Utah epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn released a memo that said the state is currently in an acceleration phase, and if Utah can't decrease the rate of infection by July 1st, she recommends the entire state be moved to the orange risk level in the governor's pandemic response plan. Health experts on local, state, and national levels have all encouraged wearing masks to prevent the spread of the disease. Dr. Arlen Jarrett is the chief medical officer for Steward Healthcare. He says despite how people feel about the mask, there's data to show that they work.
Sometimes it feels like it might be an infringement upon our freedom if we feel like people are telling us we must do this, especially if we don't want to. But here's some data out of University of Iowa. They looked at all of the states in the United States and looked at their rate of spread up until May 22nd. And they compared the states as to whether or not they had universal masking programs in the state. If every state without a universal masking program had behaved like the states that did have universal masking programs, they calculate that up to May 22nd in the United States, we would have seen 450,000 fewer cases of COVID transmission because the states where people are wearing masks have less spread of COVID disease.
Mountain Star Chief Medical Officer Michael Bowman says they don't have all the data to know how effective masks are, but they know enough that they believe all Utahns should be wearing masks in public.
Do we need to do a study about wearing parachutes when we jump out of airplanes? This is called common sense, guys. We need to be doing what we need with masking to prevent spread. We would like more data, but what we don't have is the time to wait for that data. This is very common sense. We need to be doing it now.
Utah Hospital Association President and CEO Greg Bell says in order to prevent mask wearing from becoming political, the initiative has to be non-governmental. Dr. Mark Prescher, Intermountain Senior Vice President and Chief Physician Executive, agreed that mask wearing is not a political issue.
Every day we get into our cars and we put on our seat belts, follow guidelines and rules and regulations, and we're thoughtful in that way because that helps keep you safe and it helps keeps me safe and keeps my family safe. In many ways, I think this mask is just another seat belt that we need to put on every day.
Utah residents who do not have the means to acquire a face mask can order one for free through the Mask for Every Utah program. A link to the program can be found on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.